Cindy Temi.
I'm Gracie May.
I'm Holloway.
And we are
Frobeat.
It's your favourite Afropop podcast.
Episode 20.
Well done. And it's the finale.
End of year.
I think it's 20.
I think it is.
I don't think it is. That's why I left you.
I think it is. I think it was meant to be 20.
I think it's like 19.
That's mad. So that means we have to do another one just around 18. It. Wow.
No, I think you're just wrong.
It doesn't matter, but we're here. We are back.
Hey.
Episode.
Live and direct.
Live and direct.
After a few episodes of doing Zoom. How are people feeling?
And 2 weeks off. We had a bit of a break.
We did, yeah.
We came back to just, you know, bless the people then before 2021.
Exactly.
So we had to come and drop you some content before we sign out for a little bit.
Exactly. And it's not your regular content either. We decided to do something more of a bit of a chat. Because a lot of times we get together and we have so much conversation and it's like pure good convo for what you guys might want to see. So this time we're going to go with the flow, guys. Feel free to chime in to bits of our conversation in the comments below, whether it be on our Instagrams, our YouTubes, our Twitters, and that's on period poo
via our socials
and all the socials. Yeah, but yeah, she was just something I saw on the timeline and it made me chuckle. You're at your partner's house, yeah, so for the ladies and for the fellas and their parents, so for you ladies their mum. And for you fellas, their dad asks you to iron his trousers. Asks you to iron her vest top. What are you
Wait, right. My girl's dad asked me to iron his trousers?
Yeah.
That, I swear that's a disrespect.
Is it?
Why?
Would you iron your own dad's trousers?
It's not, because that's my dad, though. If he asked me to.
So at what point in time is he about to be your dad?
But wait, I'm baffled. So, my girl's dad...
Stop tapping the camera.
Your girl's dad didn't even go to the girl. They went to you directly while you're in the house.
And say, go iron my trousers.
Can you iron my trousers?
Oh, yeah. If it's just like, could you iron and all that? Yeah, can you? That's fine. But if it's only because iron my trousers...
Only because you're ironing... You're sitting on the sofa. Man's running late for a wedding.
For a church.
I'm going to have to dash the girl because he's done that.
What's your Ghanaian name?
Nah, because if he said, because if he's come up to me and done that, that's
why is that a disrespect?
And what's the difference between him asking and him telling you? I just want to know as well.
Because I'm not your son for you to be telling me like
that. When are you going to be his son? That isn't in a relationship that's important to you.
Son in law.
And then you're going to dash it.
Let's switch it up. Your wife's dad.
Now, the problem with this question is the fact that if you were to ask us,
that's kind of deep.
We don't have a choice because in those situations, we know what it's like for a mother to not like the wife.
We're also expected to be domesticated.
Exactly, and so in those situations, we literally have no choice. So you're like you said in this situation that you would iron it badly so that he wouldn't ask you again.
No, someone said that.
Oh, okay. So people can play these games. If I went into a kitchen and I burnt the jollof rice, I'm not about to be part of this family.
Do you know what my answer
to burn the rice?
Yeah.
I mean, to not be part of the family.
Yeah. My answer depends on the relationship between my partner and the parent, innit? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
If they're like, if her and her dad are like day ones, you know, God forbid the mum was deceased and, you know, they've ridden and she loves this guy and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's the kind of relationship. Because she would do it, I would do it. Because I'm also a reflection of her, innit? If they don't even like each other, do you know what I'm trying to say? She treats you like a joke, man. That's your problem, innit? I'm not going to eye your friend. She don't like you, innit? Like I said, when it came to me and my situation, like you said, we were expected to go into the kitchen. I already told my mum, I said, if she wants to walk into the kitchen, she will. My mum tries to hide passing on me. I said, to be honest, I'm not gonna have that. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Because, yeah, I want you guys to get along, but I don't like when culture, people just try and force people to do things. Yeah. Like, you believed that because it was passed down through generations, it was the right thing. Slavery was passed down through generations, and it still wasn't right. Mm. You passing it down doesn't make it right. It just means it's right for you. Mm. So I didn't agree with that. My girl walked into the kitchen on her own. That's fine, isn't it? But I don't believe people should be forced to do things they don't want to do.
We've said it in other episodes where if my man's mum is in the kitchen and I'm in the house, you had a different opinion, but I have to be in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
There is no scenario, regardless of whether they get on or they don't get on, that I am not in the kitchen if his mum is
home. And if you don't get along with your man's mum, you are going to find yourself in the same kitchen as her.
That's the expectation.
Guys, do you remember that family dynamic? Do you remember that meme where the girl says, "Oh, mummy, what are you doing for mummy's day?" And then the mum said, go and spend Mother's Day with your mother.
But then that one was too much. That one was too much.
But that is what they would do. That's the thing,
and you still go to the kitchen.
I'm not going to the kitchen. For the mum to...
100...
You guys didn't expect to get on with your spouse's mum.
I have been in situations where I've been with somebody and he lived with his aunt and the aunt didn't, on the whole, like me. She was always making catty comments. It was my job to make sure that I got on with her, even if she didn't get on with me. Mm-hmm. Because the moment she actually decides that she doesn't like me, it's done out here.
Yeah.
I'm marrying into their family. I don't have a choice.
So can you marry into a family where you don't get along with the mother or the family or the auntie?
You know, the only situation in which I can do that is if I have a man that fights for me. So if I'm in a situation, I will never, ever allow myself to walk into a relationship like that. And allow myself to deal with what may be 40, 50, 60 years of passive aggressive comments that I can never come back at. Because in that situation, it isn't a reflection of just myself. It's a reflection of my family if I talk back. Yeah. So I have to be respectful. So if my man...
the auntie though, and not the actual...
It doesn't matter. If my man cannot come and tell her...
Yeah.
Like in private, in public, wherever it may be, if you do not speak to her, I'm not in that house.
Yeah.
And it's not even that I'm not in that house with a ring. I'm not in that wedding. I'm not in that marriage. It's not happening.
Yeah. Some men will be like, oh, she didn't mean it.
Yeah.
I told my girl that if her and my mum ever had that argument, it's like the embarrassment. I'm not going to talk to them both publicly in it because I don't want to, because that will end up being embarrassing for both of them. Because people are going to be like, rah, he can talk to his wife like that, right? He can talk to his mum like that. That's mad. Of people, but I'll take them both to the side and I'll turn them back.
Longest relationship, how long has it been?
What's going on here?
No, I'm just asking. I'm asking.
My longest relationship is longer than this one, but that's only because
it's okay. She just asked
You haven't mentioned your name,
guys. As he's there calculating, make sure your answers are
18 months,
4, maybe 5 years.
5 years,
I've been in a relationship.
Never.
See? These people don't know what they're talking about.
We're getting somewhere.
2, 3 years?
3 years?
So the one that was technically not a relationship went on for quite a long time because it wasn't confirmed as a relationship, so it was about 3 years.
You're doing what
The one that was actually a real relationship was about 16 months.
Okay. 6 years. The reason why I asked here is because when you become part of the family unit because of the duration you've been with that person. Mm-hmm. A lot of these things that you're saying, I'd never have it, that would never... You do it because you love the person and because you love them and respect them.
Auntie, are you the one that said that you wouldn't move from the front seat of the car?
Guys, remember why it was different? Because in that situation, she owns the car.
So you own, so okay, cool. So
and you still would do it though, even if
Auntie's coming.
Also, that's
Auntie's
my
coming
husband
to your
driving
house
my car.
Yeah.
Why would I be in the back seat?
Auntie's coming to your house.
No, listen.
I'm a Gracie, bro. If it's your car, why the hell are you sitting in the back?
It's different if it's his car because that's his. But in my car,
however,
you're not driving your
seniority.
No.
And the only reason why I wouldn't be driving my car is in places like Nigeria, even in the UK. I'm in the car with my man. Why am I driving my man?
I can't expect.
Why am I driving my man? Why would I be driving my van? You're driving my car. That's enough.
I get what Grace is saying about the laughing because you probably will do those things.
You do so many things.
However,
it's your car. You're laying your seat in the front.
Not in my car.
When it comes to the hiring thing, I might do it once. But I'm never going to his house again because
honestly, every time I go to his house, he's asking me, that's your love language. When it comes to you, his love language for you is
You know what that is? In all honesty, that is the privilege of the idea that you're not marrying into, that women are marrying into your family and you're not into this one. Because actually, in that situation, there's nothing for you to impress, which is the reason why you don't care enough.
That's true.
But I feel like maybe in the situation of, because Mo's nodding his head, I feel like in that situation, the only reason you can know, you don't care.
I'm thinking if my mom asks my girl to come cook with her or something like that, but my mum doesn't really.
Even the point that you guys were saying, oh, that Ola was saying about my man should defend me.
But doesn't mean she wants to.
No,
she knows that she knows that she has to.
And the only reason I'm telling this is because that's just my personal experience. I don't think it's blanket, but I feel like my girl would do that anyway.
Because they're in love, and yeah, he's crazy for
but
the people
if
you love.
Asked me to iron, I'm going to have like maybe one.
Me, in my previous relationships, when that situation has happened, when you have to go in the kitchen and cook with the mum, the dragging of the feet that I've done has been impeccable.
Are they close?
I have stalled. I've stalled.
Meanwhile, I'm at the opposite end. I'm trying to overperform so that she doesn't chat shit and be like, ah, you're going to starve in her house.
I've done it because you have to.
Do you know what? Them men are different because obviously I asked my girl before we got there for the first time. I said, would you want to? Because if you don't want to, I'll just go stamp that out now.
Even if she doesn't want to, there's a thing about respect.
Wait, I learned that from my dad.
It's like a traditional thing that you do that the first time you go.
If I wanted to, wouldn't I come with a dish?
If I wanted to, you should have come to my house.
If they don't want to, I can tell them. I think we are a confused generation. That's the answer.
Yeah,
really,
it's true.
We don't know what we want to do.
I don't want to be made to be expected to cook.
But you wouldn't even be cooking.
So I would willingly, if I see you struggling, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm coming here and you're literally about, I will do it because I'm that sort of person. But I don't want to be an expectation. And you will now hold me.
I don't like to be made to be expected.
That's disrespectful. You're sitting with your feet up in front of the TV while she's slaving over a hot stove.
Well, then that's a situation that I would choose to help. I don't want to walk into that situation and you'd be like, oh yeah, take off your shoes. Everyone is here. That one is too much.
I would find it as a moment to bond with my future master.
If someone's doing something,
I'm too nervous.
If someone's doing something, not because they want to.
But you're not going to be the main chef. You'll be chopping onions, washing lettuce.
You can't tell me, oh, she came to cook with me. She's a great person. She did our obligation. Joke, man. There are people that chill with man then because they're rich and they make.
How many mother-in-laws are looking for a genuine relationship with their mother-in-laws? None of them.
My girl said, I want to go into the shop. I want to impress her.
She doesn't want my cousin's wife.
And I told my mum before she even got there. I said to her that if she wants to get in the kitchen, that's fine because she was talking about her auntie. But if she doesn't want to, she's not going to step in the kitchen and you're not going to say Clark because her cooking with you doesn't mean she's a great person. It doesn't mean anything.
But she can
be a chef.
You have to earn their trust, love, and respect. Ways to do that include being in the kitchen when she's in the kitchen.
I'm not going to lie to you.
To me, that expectation should be because you are strong. Like, you need the help. It's not because you expect it. That's the difference. I have no qualms with the idea that someone is cooking for me and I should be supporting them. What I have a problem with is that at every point in time, the things that I was dragging my feet with was when it was made to be an event. It was an event. Cook with my dad. I don't want to come. I've got basketball. I've got a game.
I've been in Cindy's house where she's been in the kitchen. I've been like, oh, can I help? It's just my nature to. I can't watch you do that.
Why is it
different?
No, but at the end of the day,
you're making it seem like my problem is cooking or my problem is helping. I want to help. But I don't want to be expected to help. I don't want you to make
a mistake
into how many maggies I put into the jollof rice.
That you being expected to help is kind of part of the
my thing is, even if you are expected, why wouldn't you want to?
No, but she said
even if it's expected, why wouldn't you want to?
Because I can't cook.
If you're entering your mother-in-law's kitchen, you're not the main chef, you're the sous chef. Like I said, you're cutting onions, you're washing lettuce. You're not the main. It's not your gig.
But it's long. She's long.
She's
long.
I live in a house in Stanwood. She only does wine and pizza. So she doesn't know what sous chef is.
You know what? Let me explain.
marrying a girl that only does one pizza. Let me,
like I said,
you shouldn't be marrying a girl that only does one pizza.
But the point I'm trying to make is,
I mean, that's what I said about the
but the whole point.
However, she could be right in everything else though.
It's not the idea that like I'm more than happy to support. Do you know what I mean? But the mentality of the idea that if I don't, I'm a bad person. That's the problem with the expectation.
You shouldn't be allowed to be a bad person.
You shouldn't be judging my character based on the culture that is only it's misserved you. That's why we're here.
I don't know.
That's why we're here.
Guys, we are going
to
have
to break it down the culture as to why you're doing that. But you can't say that to them.
Yeah, no, you can't at all.
You can't have that conversation the day you meet them and tell them this is why I'm not coming into this kitchen.
No, but I also think it's disrespectful, but go ahead.
Yeah.
But I
personally, I can't.
Can I just say something? Let's say you were a sibling.
But
and
I
want to
be confused.
There's no chance that I'm going to allow a woman to be cooking for
six
meals
when
I walk in there.
Let's say you're a sibling.
I didn't. She can't come and tell me.
Let's say you're a sibling.
She can, but you get the concept. There's loads of things that African parents shouldn't and can't, but they do. Like that.
When you don't have kids,
but like I get your idea of wanting to help, and I get that. But also for me, it's also some African parents or aunties or mothers think it's a step too far because some of them see through. Yours is genuine. Yours could be a genuine interest to want to be in that kitchen and to want to help. But some of them will be like, this one is really trying to do the most.
Yeah, what's she hiding?
Yeah.
No, because what she's hiding. Saying. Sometimes they're just like,
it's
not every African auntie
that's,
or mother
that's
wants
what they will see when I
walk
in the kitchen.
That simple ask, I think, is more than enough. But I think there are some people that will go into that kitchen and pick up a knife and start doing shooting, as you said. But I think if you just ask and auntie says no, auntie, are you sure?
It's a bit like that when you go to your auntie's house and she offers you food and your mum is looking at you like, you better not
say no.
I think you should always...
Now we ask, where you come? You never eat.
However, I do say like it's not that much in Ghanaian households when they do that though. I think it's more Niger's though. My dad will be like, "Yo, you better make sure you've ate because you're not gonna eat at home."
No, we're all trying to poison each other. That's me.
I've dated as many Ghanaians as I have Nigerians. Maybe not. Maybe there's like one difference, but that expectation has been there for every relationship. Not somebody that I was going to
it depends.
Eat at night.
If it's not blood, no, but if it's not blood, then it's the aunties that, then obviously no. But if it's blood, like, that's like my mom's sister or my mom's cousin, of course, you got to eat. Like, I'm
to your other point as well, because I agree. You know, you said the man should defend you. I have an auntie within the family where she's on crud and her husband defends her and they've just kind of been like excommunicated. Like, Christmas stuff, but they're not in the conversations.
No, but what
they're
type of
they're not really in the WhatsApp group.
But that's the gift.
She's not Nigerian, she's something else. And the family are just like, why do you
know that?
No, she's Zimbabwe.
Oh.
And
she
married into our family and my uncle defends her to high heaven. And every day she just example being, cool. No, because I hope you do watch this and just know how the family really feel. Imagine, they come to my granddad's house and my uncle is the one that's chasing after the kids. My uncle is the one that is helping cook and she sat there on her phone.
Oh, her own kids?
Yeah. As in her kids that she has with my uncle. And my uncle is the one that is...
Them,
yeah, and telling them not to marry.
Yeah, that's mad. That's a bit bad.
That's just a little bit bad.
But on the other foot, you guys are saying,
But she's doing the most. She's making them look bad.
And she's wrong.
That's wrong. It's not wrong to not help someone cook.
No, that is...
It's wrong, man. You should expect that I cook. I would do it.
And this is what...
If they have to have that dynamic in their relationship here... Quite
and that's what my uncle has
you're
said.
Don't come and judge
he's
me.
Happy.
You can't even keep a relationship. Don't come and judge me. You've lost 20 years. I will skank every one of you down. If I want to change something like this, I'll change something like this.
So obviously my mum is the eldest sister. So my mum had even been like, oh, you know, when you're in daddy's house, just try, you know, because it doesn't look good. You know, it doesn't look good.
I mean, yeah.
And they were still, I'm sorry. There's no excuse.
Sometimes it takes one of the younger generations to say, look, auntie, I don't know what
in some situations, because
gender norms is what they said. My mum said,
what?
Wait, how
many
years?
You
want,
in fact,
in the club.
Oh, come on.
But they're married.
Guys, we're gonna. I'll take your final comment, 18, okay, and then cool. We're gonna round
this is my
up.
Point, yeah? Yeah. Like, we shouldn't be so strictly abiding by our culture's rules, which spent many generations putting down women. So we, by definition, we should be changing the culture to make things even.
No, but that's she's sitting down on her phone.
If that's their dynamic and they're both happy with
it. No.
Who cares? Why do you care that your brother's sister, your brother's happy that his wife,
you know, his wife is still on the phone
to do it
by herself.
He's not.
You know, I'm not.
This is
if you're not happy to do it, April Fool on the phone. When I did her on
the day. Can I
say,
can I
get your kids?
This, that situation that I understand what you're saying with regards to the idea. The same culture that has, like, because one of the biggest problems, we've always said that actually Nigerian parents are the weakest link, because African parents are the weakest link, because they talk so much about you not following crowd, but actually crowd is the reason why all of the traditions are in place. Do you know what I mean?
I love a tradition, I love a culture, let's not dismember it, because we're Western now.
No, I'm not trying to say that, but we mean, like, there are things that we know that maybe in your own household is okay, and when you go to other households, you need to do less of.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You need to showcase that part of you less loudly in some places. That is problematic.
Respect.
That, do you know what I mean? That's problematic. And that's what I mean in terms of the African household allowing you to do certain things here and not doing there because of what it looks like to someone else. It's not okay. Mm-hmm. That's simply not
okay. Which is why I'm going to be in the kitchen with my mother-in-law.
But I admire what you're saying with regards to, like, appreciating how different dynamics work. But that woman's sitting there on her phone.
Is mad.
Yeah.
It's still like kids that are climbing.
And also, to make sure that this is not comparable with the alleged madness of what I was saying, I am saying that I am more than willing to cook if the woman if my mother-in-law, the auntie, and so on is struggling in the kitchen. Struggling in the kitchen, just because
you can't do
being
it
in the kitchen in general is a struggle when you're cooking for that many people. But I'm more than happy
Hence
to support.
I wouldn't want
to
be
do you know what I mean? I'll go and help. But what I do not like is that this stronghold says I have to be there. I will walk in there with a glad heart, with open hands, and I will cut the onions. But I will not... I do not like the idea that you expect me to be there. I need to take my shoes off and walk straight in there and be asking you for everything. And if I don't do it, my family name is rubbish.
No, I'm not gonna lie, even GA, they don't respect the girls as well.
Anyway, guys, I think that's been an absolutely interesting topic. I mean, we could go on for ages in terms of the dynamics and what we should expect in culture-wise, you know, the Western world, the tradition. I am so open to what you guys think. Let us know your thoughts and comments in the box below. If you have been listening to the YouTube, make sure you check out the full version on SoundCloud. I'm doing tennis match here. but guys, any final thoughts for this season's episode finale?
It's been a great season, guys. We've done this through COVID. We didn't even talk about this. We've done this through COVID. We stayed consistent with you guys.
We did it through Black Lives Matter.
We did it through Black Lives Matter.
NSARS.
We did it through
NSARS.
We did it through 2020.
Bruh. So the quick one before we round off. So there was something, you know, like, oh, in this, every time something happens and it's not up to par with where we should be in terms of, like, technology, everyone says, oh, but it's like we're in 2019, you should be doing this. And I said this the other day, I was like, in big 2020, you're not able to do this. And someone goes, you're giving 2020 too much credit, because really and truly it's taking it a notch back. But for those of you that have made it this far, like, it's been a blessing, like, just to say that we're able to even still be here in this studio alongside us as we started is just a blessing, and we continue to give thanks. Those, not everybody has seen the end of 2020, so it's been a very, very, very crazy, traumatic year for some, and others have birthed new passions, new goals, new dreams and things like that. So shout out to everyone that's literally made it this far, and we hope and pray you continue to be with us on our journey, to be honest. Where can they find y'all?
_GracieMay on Instagram and Twitter and Clubhouse.
I knew she was gonna add that in.
Snapchat is I am Gracie May if you're nasty.
Mm. on Instagram at Cindy Temi. If you're a lover of food, you can find me at Taste with Temi. If you're here for the weaves of the wigs and sometimes the natural hair, MZ Hair, and every single week on radio, The Beat 103.6 FM.
You can find me at On Our Way on Twitter, Instagram, and basically everything. You can find me on Tribe Urban at The Black Card Talks, and you can find us at Throw Beats Podcast.
Now, I didn't know we were plugging all our platforms.
I know.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, because one got our G's.
I mean, you added Clubhouse.
I mean, I didn't have anything else to add.
Have you seen how many of us on Clubhouse?
How many you got?
Skyrockets.
They're like
a thousand.
Isn't it?
On Clubhouse.
Said Weave. That's a brand.
She's a brand.
She's a brand.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Afrobeats.
You
can
find me.
Oh, right,
you're going. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Afrobeats,
no, I said at Frobeats.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, respect me, please. Oh, okay. I know what we're doing here.
So, I host the flagship Afrobeats show on Westside Radio, the Afro Nation show, every Wednesday, 9 to 11 p.m. You can also find me on, obviously, Throw Beats of the Ladies. I also write for Pause Magazine and for the F Word Magazine and for Sounds of Africa. We've got interviews with quite a few people that you should look out for. I don't think I'm allowed to say the names just yet. And I do PR with Lord London. So if you're trying to get your name out there, connect with the people, holla. All right?
Cool. So you can also find me at Abjokit.
But make sure you guys like, share, subscribe, and we will see you in 2021.
Bye, guys.
Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.